newvancehealth.org.
Tickets coming up on this Monday, 8:45, the time at 100.7 WHUD.
You know, when Jim Messina returns to Ridgefield Playhouse this Thursday night at 8, it'll be with a performance that builds momentum.
We start off acoustically, and I start with some Loggins and Messina favorites like Watching the River Run or House at Pooh Corner, and we do Danny's Song, we do Thinking of You. It's usually a time when the audience loves to get in, and I encourage them to sing. So during the show, I stop and let the audience take over for a while. It's really wonderful to hear them, their voices and words. And then generally, it depends on the promoter. We might take a break there and let everybody go out and fill out their wine glasses, if that's what's happening. And then we finish out the evening with songs like Your Mama Don't Dance, if everybody hasn't lost their voice by that time.
Wow. Okay, that's a perfect evening. Now we just need to know where to get tickets.
Well, I'm going to leave that up to you, because I only sell the music. You got to sell the tickets.
Okay, deal.
Well, I've seen you at Ridgefield Playhouse, and I want to tell you, when you get to the end of the night and play Your Mama Don't Dance, Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll, every single person in the theater was on their feet. I was amazed.
They're such a great audience, and it's so wonderful to see these smiling faces. And each night I do, I guess you call it meet and greet. I refuse to let the venues charge for that. So after a show, I usually take about 5 minutes, and then I'm out there signing autographs and albums and T-shirts. And it's wonderful just to see the fans come up to me. Some of them are just so, you know, they've been following me and Kenny and the rest of the guys for almost 50 years. It's unbelievable.
Is there a part of your career, when you talk about Loggins and Messina, Poco, Buffalo Springfield, your solo stuff, is there part of it that really stands out to you, or is it all wonderful?
It all had its moments. I mean, you know, but with Kenny, it was the decision to go to Clive Davis and ask if I could perhaps on this first album be a sitting in guest. That's kind of how that started, and I was never supposed to be Loggins and Messina. I just wanted to do that one album, you know, help him get started, jump off, and get back to what I had signed contracts to do. And it turned out that Clive Davis was so enamored by the sales and the sound that he asked me if I'd reconsider being a producer and consider talking to Kenny about maybe forming what became, he called it Messina and Loggins. I said, no, I'm going to keep it Loggins and Messina, because I want to jump off again sometime.
And jump off he did, a time or two, and now you can jump on. We've got tickets for Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Ridgefield Playhouse. Caller 7 and 8. Congratulations.
Yeah, you get two tickets, 1-877-274-9483. It's this Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Ridgefield Playhouse, Jim Messina.